80% of all human diseases actually originate from animals. And that's what a zoonosis is, and that's what the One Health movement is all about being in touch with one another so we can communicate both officially and unofficially. If just one doctor and one vet had played golf together in Holland during this early stage of the outbreak, everyone would have known about it. And so that was the problem. They didn't talk to one another.
Goats started showing the disease in 2007, but when did the peak of human cases in Q fever in the Netherlands appear?
Not until 2010. Now, there was a lag period. And the point is that nobody realised that the human cases were going to occur, because although the vets in Holland were aware of the Q fever outbreak in the goats, nobody told the human doctors or the public health officials. And in retrospect, that was because the Dutch have no mechanism for doctors and vets to talk together about problems. So the whole concept of One Health or zoonosis just wasn't occurring. Fortunately, in Australia, we're better placed, and that's what this current conference is about, having vets and medical doctors talking together about common interests and diseases.
But how did Q fever spread from goat farms to the nearby human population?
Mainly through the air, because the goats were excreting the bacterium in their feces, in their urine, in their genital tract abortion products of conception. And so this would then go into the straw. The straw would be taken out and put on the farms as fertiliser, and then the wind would blow it around. So it was a particularly dry and windy period, and so there was a lot of spread of the germ.
Warnings about Q fever in Australia increased during a drought period or even in summer, when the raised dust might carry particles of Q fever to humans. What lessons can be learnt for the Australian situation?
Well, I think the number one lesson is for rural medical practitioners to be aware that if somebody presents with a fever or a pneumonia in a rural area of Australia, they might have Q fever. You don't have to have direct contact with animals. You don't have to be an abattoir worker or someone's stock truck driver or someone like that. So anyone, 50% of the cases I see, the person's got no direct contact with animals. It just comes through the air.
Australia has a vaccine. Does any other country in the world have a vaccine to prepare for Q fever?
No. Australia's the only country that has a vaccine. We're very lucky.
Why is that?
Well, it's a historical reason, really, that there was a particularly prominent Australian scientist, Professor Barry Marmion, who still lives in Adelaide. He's a very elderly man now. But he and his colleagues in America were fascinated by this problem, and they set to work and they developed a vaccine, and they convinced the CSL to produce it commercially. It's called QVAX, and it's actually used in Australia quite a lot, but it's used nowhere else in the world.
Well, surely with the recent outbreak in Holland, that they might clamour for this vaccine.
Well, when I was over there, I just made that suggestion to them, as one would, and they found it was far too difficult to do administratively. They didn't have the rules and regulations in place. So the vaccine is not being used in Holland, if you can believe that. And it's only used for patients who are very, very high risk, and then they have to sign all sorts of legal forms and everything. So
In Australia, the situation is that we have Q fever in background levels in cattle and in sheep. But where else is Q fever?
Well, in Australia, we've got it in goats, we've got it in dogs, we've got it in cats, we've got it in kangaroos, we've got it in wombats, we've got it in bandicoots. There are lots and lots of animals that have got it, and lots of Australian ticks carry it as well. So it's in lots of different animals.
And how many cases are there a year?
Probably the data suggests about 400 a year Australia-wide. There's probably an underestimate.
And it's a debilitating sort of disease that lays you low with fever and tiredness for 6 months?
Yes, you can be quite sick for several weeks if you're lucky. If you're unlucky, you can be sick for a couple of years.
Should there be a vaccination for everybody who lives in rural areas that might be exposed to any number of those animals?
Well, I would say yes, but, probably the federal government would want to fund something like that. But I think in the rural areas, I think the risk of Q fever is sufficiently high, and it's a sufficiently debilitating disease that I would recommend it. Yes.
You have to have a titer test for the before you have the vaccine. Can you explain the process?
Yes, it is a bit of a palaver, I'm afraid. You have to have a blood test and a skin test. And if the blood test and the skin test are negative, it means you haven't been exposed to the germ before and it's safe to go ahead and have the vaccine. But if you have, we're worried about side effects and most doctors won't give you the vaccine. So it's a screening test to reduce the likelihood of side effects from the vaccine.